You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. God bless you. Happy Friday. Good Friday to you. And I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to tune in today to WGOD, the place where God is always broadcasting. And He is. That's the secret, is He's always broadcast. He always has something to say if you tune in to His frequency. That's why we let the Word of God speak here on this program. And we're going to see some great things here today. Here to wrap up this week, you're going to hear the sermon I just preached last Sunday at Island Community Church. And this is playing only right here on WMIE and WWBC. So I want to take a minute to invite all of you out to Island this weekend. Love to see you. The Lord's moving in there on Sundays now. Our Sunday school pastor, Darren Solana, is teaching what I preached on the week before. So he'll be in Acts chapter 1 from 9:30 to 10:15 for Sunday school Bible study. And I am preaching Acts chapter 2. We're looking at the response to Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. That's where I'm going to be picking it up, around verse 36 or so in chapter 2. Here, though, is the sermon from last weekend, and we're going to wrap up Acts chapter 1, how to pick an apostle. And I think we'll get into early in the week, too, the coming of the Holy Spirit and the day of Pentecost. So for more info on this ministry, you can go to my Facebook page, it's WGOD Radio. You can go to my website, which is add.com to that. You can click on the link there, prior broadcast, and you'll see some 10 years worth of programs uploaded on there. So, all right, well, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Again, we meet Sunday at 10:30. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. I invite you, why don't you come out for the next 8 months and get into and study the book of Acts with us. Also, the book of Hebrews on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We're studying the Word here at Island Community Church, trying to build ourselves up in our most holy faith.
The title of this message, the day of Pentecost. Off to a fantastic start here in the book of Acts, aren't we? I will have, starting next week, CDs of every week on the back table from this message through this series in Acts. In addition to that, Pastor Darren is going to be teaching the same thing from this morning, next Sunday morning in Sunday school, from 9:30, actually 9:15, share a cup of coffee and a donut in the back here, and then from 9:30 to 10:15, what I didn't have time to look at today, or if you have questions from today, write them down, bring them with you next Sunday morning. So he will be on the day of Pentecost next week, amongst other things. Like perhaps you might have a question about what I said last week about an apostle. Maybe you know someone who calls themselves an apostle. That is, you know, the kind of questions you can write down, bring with you next week. And right here in today's text, we're going to find out how apostles were chosen AD. Because B.C., or I should say D.C., during Christ, the Lord Jesus himself chose apostles. John 15:6, he says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." This is why you won't find in your Bible instructions for how to choose an apostle. Am I right, Rob? You do for the other offices, but not for an apostle, because Jesus chose the apostle. Now, when an apostle died, they had a predicament on their hand. What were they going to do? We're going to see how they chose an apostle, what they did. And that's where we're going to start today, as a matter of fact. We're in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 1. Going to pick it up in verse 15. And bear with me today if I hit the bottle a lot today. I'm slightly under the weather here this morning. We're going to see if we can work through this. Acts chapter 1, verse 15. "Now in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120. And he said, 'Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke.'" All right, who spoke? Who spoke it? "Of which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry." All right, two things. Once again, take notice that David's words to us in the Bible are supernatural. Peter is saying here, the Holy Spirit spoke by the mouth of David. Now, David said the same thing. Let me read it to you. 2 Samuel 23, verses 1 and 2. That's on your handout, too. On the handout, all of these verses that I give reference to. You can look them up later if you in your own personal study time. 2 Samuel 23, verse 1. David wrote this. He says, "Now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse. Thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist in Israel." Listen to what he says. Quote, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue." Unquote. Stop and consider that, what David said. David's words are supernatural. Listen to what he said. Now, keeping that in mind, follow along some of the things that the Holy Spirit says to you through David. Look at what he said when his child died. He says, "My son's dead. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." Now you can take that statement to the bank. Have you ever lost a child before? "I shall go to him." This isn't David just attempting to comfort someone. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through David. "I shall go to him. Your child's preceded you up into heaven. And when you die and leave this world, or if he comes back, you're going to see him again." He's speaking by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because King David's writings to you are supernatural. You know, if you believe what I said, you might do something different today when you get home. You might spend an hour reading the Word. It's supernatural. This is what Peter wrote. He said, "Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Peter says, Paul said, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." He invented a new word. He put theos, that's God, and pneuma, that spirit, together and made one word out of it. The NIV has got the closest way of this: God breathed. Theop, pneustos. Pneuma is the proper word for spirit. Theos is God. Every word of God is God-breathed. All of Scripture is God-breathed. David's words are supernatural. He wrote this too about God. Listen to this in Psalm 18, verse 8. He says, smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed to heavens also, and he came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew. Get your mind around that. This isn't David giving his kid a bedtime story. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through him. He rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies from the brightness before him. His thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. How much would you give to have witnessed that? What's it worth to you? I can only imagine what that must have just been like to witness something like that. But I say all this so that you will remember that the Word of God is special. It's living. It's active, it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the Word of God. And this is why once this book came out, other things ceased. Apostles ceased, prophets ceased, because you've got it all right here. You got the Word of God complete. God's instructions for you are complete. They're right here. All the way up until the very end, when New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven. Basic instructions before leaving earth. It's all right here. It's your spiritual food. Man shall not live by bread alone. It's your weapon. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. How do you beat the devil? It's with this book. The Word of God is the word rhema, not logos. You don't sort of say to Satan, well, I read it here one day that... No, it's the spoken word of God. What comes out of your mouth? Next time Satan reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. That's the quickest way to get rid of the devil. Remind him where he's going when he leaves this world. And since Jesus was taken up, like we looked at last week, and they're standing up, so this same Jesus will come back in like manner. This whole earth is on high alert now. Satan's time is this close. That's why he's turned up the heat here. And we see so much evil in this world. Because he realizes he has but a short time. And I actually question whether or not he has been kicked out of heaven now with great wrath, like Revelation 12 tells us is going to happen. Maybe it has. I don't know. Would not surprise me.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.